Well, I get back to the unfair competition with, you know, with current operators at the airport or future operators. And that was the point of somebody having a truck and, you know, fuel on the airport. I think that's kind of a standard airport requirement that your fuel be on the airport. That protects, you know, PepUp from coming in, selling fuel for a couple months, putting Garrett out of business, and then they leave to go sell heating oil. You know, or they come in and only operate on weekends, or they, you know, they don't meet a minimum standard that protects people that are investing in the airport, like Garrett and you. And
as far as a minimum standard, though, Garrett, you had to look at this not too long ago about the sizes of fuel storage containers. What is the range of storage containers that's available in the market generally?
I would say there's probably a wide range. There's probably anywhere from 1,000 gallons to 20,000 gallon tanks. I think the reason you generally want this size tank is because the tankers usually bring 8,000 gallon loads. And so you want something that can handle 8,000 gallon load. So getting a 4,000 gallon tank.
Is that a standard tanker load, 8,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The tankers
then you see, your 10,000 sounds like a reasonable,
yeah, mm-hmm, reasonable that's why I'm standard. Like, because, you know, that's all they bring is 8,000 gallons. They'll
bring you less, but they're going to charge you more for it.
If you have somebody with a smaller storage tank, the tenants on the airport will end up paying more for gas.
And they won't.
Here's a project for you, Dave. Take to the state. And how do we get rid of this road tax that we as aviators have to pay in Delaware and then file a form to get it paid back? You know, what is it, 12 cents a gallon?
23 cents a gallon.
Motor fuel tax that we have to pay.
Not just us, farmers.
Well, everybody. It's a tax that's meant for road construction. But if you buy the gas and use it for non-road construction or non-road use, like an airplane or a farmer, you can file a form and get that money back. So it's a tax that's being levied, and with the state hoping that there's a shoebox effect,
yeah,
which I'm sure there is, that a shoebox effect, that people won't pay that. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to have a march on Delaware or something. You know, when I have to line up out here and buy, what's some of my fuel purchases from you? 500 gallons, 400 gallons? You know, take a look at what I'm having to pay, which money I should not be having to pay. Avgas is never going to be used to run up and down the highway out here. So why should Avgas ever have that tax on it to begin with? It just shouldn't even have it. You know, I can see 87 octane out here for the farmer, yeah, because that could be a road use. But Avgas is not used on roads. It's used in airplanes.
Dell's our representative here.
So, yeah.
Can you explain to us the logic of
how do we finally get somebody to take and listen to us? Because what it's doing is putting Delaware at a competitive disadvantage. Because Garrett has to automatically sell his gas 23 cents a gallon higher than somebody, say, Cambridge or Easton or Ocean City. So what people do is they buy the gas over there so they don't have to fool it at 23 cents a gallon. Well, when people land here to buy gas, you know, this is the thing I hear about from people, wings and wheels. That's one of the biggest gripes is our fuel costs. And I try to explain to them, but get the form, you could file it. They don't want to be bothered with that. So they'll stop and buy their gas on their way here or on their way away.
It's all a state tax.
It's a state tax, yeah. But we need somebody to advocate for us to try to stop this. It's just not right to have this tax on Avgas.
Right, that's a good point. I know when the county buys gasoline, fuel, we don't have to pay the state tax. It's not like it couldn't be done.
All we simply have to do is to simply look at the logic of it. Avgas.
Not only the logic, but you've got some state office that's having to administer all these forms coming in.
They've got one person up at the state, one FTE, that simply processes all of these forms that we have to get from Garrett, paper forms, and file, and then wait for the state to process them to get our money back that we should have never had to pay to begin with.
Are the state troopers exempt from that?
Yes.
But we're not talking about gas that, you know, used by law enforcement and all this. We're talking about gas that's putting Garrett at a competitive disadvantage